Hello there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is the man, Dr. D. Family, friend or foe? Are you there, Chewbacca? Chewbacca, are you there?
Now
tend to feel the cold wind blowing by. There's so many fish in the sea.
Hello. Try on the radio.
It's my first time doing it. I'm like, oh, that's good.
That's
good. I just looked at your chicken as a gun.
That's good.
Kathy, you gonna put that in the bowl?
Oh, I can put it in the bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here you got another base.
I know.
Yeah, you can see him. They can hear you across the way.
We're still here.
Hello?
Hey,
how you doing, Paula?
Radio?
Yes, you are.
I'm sitting here with Sophia. Sophia, say hey.
Hey there. How you doing? How you doing there? This is the man, Dr. D. Today's show
what's
is,
the topic tonight?
The topic is family, friend or foe. And, because we know they're supposed to be your best friends, but your best they can be your worst enemies. And how can we keep the family unit on a better we can be more prosperous and make the family unit stronger? What do you guys got to say, caller?
Well, I think it's great. I spent the day with my mother, and we cook together, and now we're going to have dinner together, and that's just the family on a Sunday afternoon.
That's good. Because I see that family unit seems to be, it's supposed to be the strongest structure going on. But why is it that we as a black people, we don't get up at each other's throats?
Well, I think it depends on the people that you hang out with.
Go ahead.
I think
go
it depends on the family.
What's up, man? What's going on, man?
Just call. Yeah, go ahead, Colin. That was Shabaka. He's trying to he's listening to the show. What was you saying, Colin?
Well, we're talking about family and eating Sunday dinners together, and
yes,
talking about
family,
what's going on in your life that week.
Yes, you know, and the thing is, I mean, because you know, we're always going to have an array of issues to deal with, you know, and ours is going to be more even stronger than anybody else's. But we need to stop. We need to take that energy instead of fighting each other, and actually be the prosper. Because it takes a lot of energy. If you notice, most people, other ways, they sit together so well. Why can't we do that? I didn't come. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh,
shit. I was just trying to get your point. I mean, you can just listen if you want to listen. Talk to you and talk. You know, this is the mayor, Dr. D, and we're here.
So
now we have a voice. The mayor, Dr. D. I'm just listening to the comments in the back. You know, I like to address the issue. Oh, yeah, come on. You on live TV? You on live radio? This is Brock. This is satellite radio. Right.
Yeah, Raiders.
Okay. Caller number was 401.
Yes.
I understand that. What is your occupation?
I'm a comedian.
Okay, that's beautiful. Do you have shows and everything?
Yeah, I'm coming up at Ventura Harbor on the 13th of October at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. Yesterday, I was hosting the Blues Festival in Ojai, and I have to say,
well, how did it go?
It went well. I was surprised that there wasn't a lot of people of color there. There were a lot of other folks, but not colored folks.
But it was people there.
Yes.
I'm not
prejudiced or anything, but I would have thought we would have had a little more color in there because the blues, we were having a blues festival.
So, what do you think? How many people do you have? Over 500 people?
No, I didn't want the whole thing.
It doesn't look like the white folks, too. Isn't that the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
They're like the Blues Brothers. Yeah, when I think of the Blues, no, those two are just white guys. And the two. Exactly. You talk about the Blues. Yeah. They're not, well, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. How long did the show last?
Yep. Oh, it went from 4:30 to 10 o'clock.
Wow, that's a long show.
Because
I heard about the show, and I'm very close by. I sure was able to wish I could have made the show. I'm going to do my best to make the next show. Now, also, as a comedian, an MC, you're in a good position there. You're welcome to go ahead and put it on. You're welcome to go ahead and let everybody know when your next show is going to be. Tell them who you are. And just go ahead and put a plug in there for yourself.
My next show is October 13th, Black Friday at Ventura Harbor Comedy Club. It will be a host of black comedians.
Shake it off. Run it off. Okay, anybody hear that? I expect some of you guys to show up there and support this sister here. Because she's the MC on a dance team festival up there in Ojai. And I'm pretty sure it went well there. And so we all would appreciate her. Support. This I am the man that would be.
Thank you so much.
And this is Shabaka's tour.
Seriously, you want to touch that couch. You need to come over here and wipe your hands.
And you can call
in. I appreciate it.
626.
Lonnie, you're sitting over here.
You can call in at 646-964-9080. How long have you been in MC?
I've been in MC in about 3 years.
Do you enjoy your job?
No.
Yeah, and I work in healthcare in my other part of my world. I do home health, which is when someone falls and hurts themselves and breaks a hip or a knee or an ankle and they need physical therapy, instead of going to a nursing home, they can have therapy in the comforts of their own home. Just call me.
Hey.
One call does it all. 805 289
800-875-9999. And you will repeat
we
that.
We are here for you and your
family. Repeat that one more time to make sure. 805-289-9999.
We are here for the people. We are the People Company. We are on a mission with mission. And if you don't like it, you can go fishing.
boy, I love monsters out here. Boy, you sure tell it.
How many callers you got on here? DJ, how many callers you got on here?
I have a location from most of the listeners a lot. You know, listen to what's going on. And they're also, then later on, I get later comments.
Okay.
But just say people are listening to you.
Okay.
And if you, and if you have anybody you know, you can call in and they can talk live on Tribeca's Life Experience. I am the man.
I didn't know. I appreciate it.
You can make a call and they call in and come on in here and give me all the listeners we can get. You know.
Okay.
Your actual comments are very, very important to us because we are now. We have a voice, and we need to express yourself. And you never know what comes for it, you know?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And
well, I'm
going
to get off here. I'm going to get off here now.
Okay.
I have to go into a different direction.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Can I have another piece of chicken?
Pleasure was all mine.
I sure do.
Okay.
Still be
seeing we'll see you
next
time, sir. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay, call us.
You the man. Bye.
All right. Hello, caller. That was the man, Dr. Dave. We had a caller, and she was the MC on the Blues Festival, and she hosted a nice big size of our audience up there. She's very entertainment. She's a comedian. She's very funny. And when she has a show, our show is on Sunday, 6 o'clock. This is the Tribeca's Life Experience. The host is Tribeca himself, and I am the man that can do it. So what you do is you call in on Sunday at 6 o'clock and listen to your concerns, your comments, and anything else you have to say is okay with me because we welcome all your comments. And you call in and say what you have to say because that's what it's all about. And we are going to be here on Sundays once again. You call in at 646-564-9630. Well, we had an earlier show today, and that show went well. And I kind of went over my time, and so I had a little slow connecting on this show, and that's why I probably missed a couple callers. But my callers will be calling back in today. Call your friends, call your family, anybody you know, and come out here and voice yourself. And we're probably going to be having in the future, near future, you know, small problem. $25 gift certificates or money orders for actual callers. And we have little small trivia questions. And so we can keep a little something every now and then. You know, we're starting a show. So, anyway. We're in our first baby stages of this, but we're getting there. And we can't get in there if you guys don't call and help us. So, I have 9 minutes left on the show. Call in. And, call in and,
Just say what you have to say. Listen. Just listen if you want. Of course, today's show was family, friend or foe. We're going to go ahead and reschedule this for Sunday's show. And we're going to start with this topic. And then, if you guys need a plug, and we're going to actually give you a little time allotment for you to go ahead and advertise. If I'm not using, I'm going to use the wrong words. You know, right here, because the FCC is really particular sometimes. But anyway, I'm the man, Dr. Dave Wolf, again. And, I have a call from Tennessee. Let me see what's going on here. Let me go ahead and mute this real quick. Oh, I'm still on the radio, you know.
No, I don't know, because you already texted me the number.
I did give you the number.
Text me the number again.
I did. All right. I'm going to call you right now.
Text me the number. I love you.
Okay. And I'm back on. All right, caller, are you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, caller 66 area code.
What is the topic?
The topic is family.
Oh, these motherfuckers.
Friend, hold on, friend or foe?
Uh-oh, sorry.
Now you can say it. Now, so I was just saying how your family, as long as they want something from you, you're okay. And then all of a sudden, they're turning you like a mad dog. What's your feelings about that?
I think that family is scandalous. And as long as they need something or want something, it's no problem.
And then, you know, and the thing is, they try to do the most damage to you for some reason.
They do.
And they sit around here and act like you crazy. I don't know what's wrong.
You crazy until they need something.
All right. I mean, why is that? Do you know the reason why? Or is it just a black thing or just a people thing or what is it?
I don't think it's a black thing. I think it's a multicultural thing.
Okay. Yes, because that's true, too, because I see that. And wherever you go, people's always talking about, my sister, my brother, you know, what the hell is wrong?
It don't matter what culture you are. They
no,
just
doesn't.
Do it. They're just assholes.
And the thing is, why? You know, because they can't.
Because
they
think their family could do whatever they want to do to you, and they cut you as deep as a knife.
Because they didn't want.
And they don't care. They don't care.
That's true though, because they're just I don't really get it.
Look at my daughter.
What's going on with your daughter?
They kidnapped her. They took her, and she's mentally disabled. And they took her. They just, oh, my God. Oh, my Lord have mercy. My sister.
Wow, that's terrible. Your own sister.
Yes. Yes, they took her. They know she's mentally challenged, and they took her.
So, in other words, they used her.
They kidnapped her.
Her mental
capability.
And then they use her for their own good purposes.
Their games, yep, they sure did.
Wow, you know, and the thing is, that happens a lot in a community, which is an act wrong with itself. But, you know, is this a current situation?
Yeah, I guess so. It's been going on for like 6 months.
Well, yeah, currently, yeah. Was there a problem like that prior for that? Prior to that?
No, there was no problem for this. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing at all. Everything was peachy.
Huh. And see, that's the whole thing about it is that's how it hurts the most and it damages the most because you don't see it coming. You know,
I did not see this coming at all.
Right. You don't see it coming and bam. And they turn around here, and from my experience, they think that, or they wait when you're down. Now that's when they strike.
Yeah.
I've been noticing that. I've been noticing that because, this is the man that I do. And I'm from back east, so I've been back and forth over this country, everyone's world. And I noticed when you're on top of the world, you're their best friend. And when you're down, and you turn around,
Ain't that the truth?
And you turn around, the same people that you would give them anything for, turn around here,
yep.
would piss in the rain if it's raining.
That's the truth.
I know this is a very, very, it's a bad thing because it happens so often, but the only time it happens to those who they catch you slipping because they wait until they're defensive.
They're like snakes.
Yes.
Like
are.
Donald Trump.
Huh. Oh, this guy.
Is a snake.
Yeah, but you know what?
A viper.
And so I decided I'm not going to let them stop me, you know, because they'll need you before you'll need them eventually. Because they came to you from the beginning, and you were a little peachy king, like you said. And the same people that want to come back, you know, and that's when I turn. Then you turn on them. Not turn on them. Just leave them alone, because you're
non-employed.
So you take your energy and you go ahead and you take care of yourself and whoever's left in your family who you really think that's on your side.
But sometimes you have family that's not even your family.
Actually, your closest people aren't your family.
Yep.
The closest people you know aren't your family. But you call it, they say, oh, man, you like family to me. I tell them, don't tell it to me, because family ain't shit.
No.
I said, we better friends.
What is that other man?
Oh, Shabaka.
Yeah.
He was on the radio for a while, but he had to hang up because he's on some traffic right now. So I had to run the show from now. But I'm actually out of time because the show started.
Well, what's your name?
Shabaka.
What is your name?
I'm the mad Dr. D, man.
Oh.
Yeah,
and I'm crazy cool.
All right, crazy cool. But I tell you, I'll be looking for you to talk to us on Sundays at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you calling into our show. And
I love
you.
I
love you too. And so I'll be calling you
but
back.
But don't
in.
Love me too much.
Nah, I sure won't. Yeah, I think I'll try not to. I appreciate you calling in, and I will. I got your number here, so it's okay if I call you.
And fuck family.
You got that right. But if not, they'll fuck you.
that ain't that the truth.
No, okay. Well, you take care. You stay strong, baby. Here, and don't you let nobody get you down. You got it.
Thank you.
As long as you got Jesus. And yourself, and me too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, once again, our show is Family, Friend, and Foe. This is the man, Dr. D. You call in at 646-564-9330. All right. Okay, the car is over. Let me end the episode.